Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, I am going to cover a mountain of important news, including Council on Foreign Relations speech that was given by Jean-Claude Trichet, the head of the European Central Bank, openly admitting they have been setting up a coordinated global government takeover for decades and that they now must go ahead and go forward with it, meaning things are not going well for these scumbags. And if we identify them as the enemy of humanity and point out all the crimes they've committed and that they're a bunch of parasite control freaks, it's game over for them. So that is coming up. But I want to continue with your phone calls now. John in Illinois, you're on the air.
Good morning, Alex. This is John. We are Change Chicago. The other week you quoted Lord Acton, where you said, power tends to corrupt, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. A very famous quote. But did you know the rest of the quote? And this has always been truncated, but this is the most important part. This is what he goes on to say. And remember, where you have a concentration of power in a few hands, all too frequently, men with the mentality of gangsters get control. History has proven that. He said that over 100 years ago.
Yes, he did. And yes, I had seen the full quote. And any true statesman, any philosopher, any researcher knows that that is the 100% rule. You will always get a tyranny when you build a big government. It's normally built by tyrants to control, but even if a big government's built by altruistic people paving the road to hell with good intentions, the mechanism is always seized by tyrannus.
Can I put out a quick shout to our We Are Change and your listeners here in Chicago, Alex?
Sure, do whatever you want.
Okay, I want to thank them for supporting our David Ray Griffin event that took place on Tuesday night. We had a good turnout. And Griffin reports to us that 9/11 truth is out in the open in Europe, but it's still a big secret here with the mainstream media. So thanks again, Alex, for all you do.
No, thank you to We Are Change Chicago. You're devastating the globalist. I love you routing Al Gore. Let's go ahead and talk to Joe in Texas. Joe, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. Can you hear me, sir?
Yes, sir.
It's an honor. I wanted to ask, get your comments. I heard this morning where, forgive me for not knowing the full name, but there's one of our representatives stating that they're going to follow along with Arizona's law come the 1st of January and try to get it voted in on the illegal immigration thing. And also I wanted to ask if my second question was, do you feel that how they're trying to blackball with the swastika and Nazi emblems with the Tea Party, the Constitution Movement, Oath Keepers, things like that, and the correlation with them using, you know, refried beans I saw using Nazi symbols in Arizona. And I'll listen off air, and God bless you.
I didn't understand the last point about refried beans.
Oh, they had stayed where, or they had showed where they were making Nazi swastikas on the windows of the Capitol in Arizona, and I was wanting to see if there was any, what your opinion was on the how they're doing it with the Tea Parties and the Constitution Movement.
No, I understood that part. I didn't get the part about refried beans.
Yes, sir.
Oh, they were making them with refried beans. All right, I appreciate your call. Look. It's on record in the last month, even AP's reported, Democratic operatives have been running around putting swastikas everywhere and saying the Tea Parties are doing it in a premeditated operation. I wasn't familiar with the situation in Arizona that had been going on, but that's par for the course. And then you had brought up the demonization of the Tea Party. I mean, that's now out in the open that's happening and going on. So I appreciate your call, Joe. Kevin, Matt, Adam, Chris, and others, your calls are straight ahead, 1-800-259-9231. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv are the websites. Speaking of PrisonPlanet.tv, coming up in 25 minutes, we're going to go live at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Steve Shanky, Foods Direct. We have stopped taking orders for the Buy 3, Get 1 Free program and have started production. Congratulations. Your choice to participate in the production of your food supply by pre-ordering will prove very wise. Shipments will begin the end of March and will be sent in the order that they were received. Now something fun. It's springtime. We all know that garden seeds aren't really a food supply, but they're a great supplement to your food reserve if you have the time and place to garden. Here's the plan. When you add a one-month superfood spring pack to your food storage, we'll send you that garden of non-hybrid seeds absolutely free. Order now while the free seeds last. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get a real supply of food to eat while you wait for your supplemental garden to grow. Call 800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
They help to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com. or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FDP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FDP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Live. Thank you so much for joining us on this Thursday, the 29th day of April 2010. I'm going back to your phone calls now. Let's go ahead and speak to Kevin in California. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Alex. The recent discussion about the immigration laws in Arizona has been like a double-edged sword for me. At the same time, I'm happy that someone is addressing it. I realized how much anger I have as someone who was born and raised in Los Angeles, and the reality of what I've seen since my childhood happened to this country, or happened to this city, and how much it's fallen apart here.
Well, that's the issue, is that Latin America is falling apart and is hellish. The people are good people, but they're under tyranny, and they all have their arguments for wanting to come here and their reasons. The issue is the globalists on record are using them to bankrupt the country and drive down wages, and we've seen what it's doing to the United States. And so we must tie a tourniquet on our leg. We must do it now. There are, excuse me, I said 6.5 billion. It's now 6.85 billion people worldwide. Only 300 million of that 6.8 plus billion live here, and billions of people want to come here. And maybe we could have billions of people come here if we didn't have welfare. But we cannot pay for the welfare of these illegal aliens. And many of them are on massive welfare. That is on record. Go ahead.
This place has been hit like a bomb. Okay. This is a bomb. They say a few hundred thousand in Arizona and around that area. We're talking about millions here. I can literally give you examples. My apartment manager, where I rent, is not here legally. I could walk down the street and see 12 people at the gas station hanging out right down the street. I could go to the Home Depot right down the street from that, and there's 20 hanging out. I'm an employer. I have my own business. Say I want to put an ad in the paper for someone to do a certain skill for me. The illegal immigrants, they jump on the ad. They call you immediately. They fight for the spot. You can't really hire anyone without them trying to finagle the paperwork. It's like it's gotten so out of hand. I was in downtown Los Angeles yesterday, and for literally a 3-mile radius in each direction, it's like Mexico. It doesn't even resemble the United States anymore. Everyone here is on different languages. This is like land, and it's not just Hispanic. It's Armenian, Filipino, Koreans. It's all kinds. No one is speaking the same language. No one is on the same page. There's no communication here. It's like a land of limbo. And
the government's jacking up taxes on the middle class that is disappearing. They've got the votes, and for whatever reason, immigrants, unless they're from the Eastern Bloc, they tend to have lived under hardcore tyranny, so they know freedom. But other than those groups, the immigrants tend to vote, we're talking 9 times out of 10, if you look at the numbers, for gun control, for big government, for socialism. And so it's game over. They bring in masses of people. They stick a government mammary gland in their face and just say, suck us dry. And, I mean, the country may not be able to be saved regardless. But we know if we don't shut it down, it's over.
Yes. Yes, I would just like to implore people. Please, please, if anyone knows anyone in government, anyone that can do anything about this, remind them about the problem in Los Angeles. This place is falling over the years, and it's like this one of the saddest things.
But look at your mayor. I mean, he's a Mexican supremacist who, when we play the audio and video here, where he makes fun of America, says, go home, pilgrim, where he says all this racist stuff. And, again, I'm against the Klan, but I'm also against Mecha and La Raza. And this is the perfect divide and conquer. They bring in a foreign group, they put them on welfare, and they forge them as a political weapon. And that's totally different from Hispanic Americans. Hispanic Americans were the first people to warn me about this, you know, many, many years ago when I was completely blind to the fact that Latin America is pouring into the country. Now, if we took more manageable numbers of people, didn't put them on welfare, educate them about the Bill of Rights and Constitution. I'm all for legal immigration from Latin America. I mean, we need immigrants to this country. This country was built by immigrants. But you just can't have 30 million illegal aliens and a couple million more a year pouring in, voting illegally. They've been caught all over to take my guns. I mean, listen, it's very simple. This is why Rome fell. This is why many other civilizations fell. I appreciate your call, Kevin. Let's talk to Matt in Oklahoma. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, long-time listener, first-time caller. I want to thank you for all that you do out there, all the hard work that you do getting the truth out
there. Thank you, sir.
I just wanted to see if you could elaborate on some of the more pressing problems of Oklahoma currently and what you would say to your Oklahoma listeners needs the greatest levels of constitutional and liberty-driven activism. Also, I wanted to ask you a little bit about the climate bill, but if you could elaborate on the Oklahoma stuff first.
Well, they passed a law that bans basically militias, and they tied it in with the Ku Klux Klan. It bans the Ku Klux Klan and the militias. So that's like saying we're banning murder, and we're banning freedom. They always pass legislation in Europe and other places to restrict free speech, and they start out with the Nazis. Well, Nazis are bad, so people think it sounds reasonable. No, you take their free speech, you're going to lose your free speech, and it's going to be selectively enforced. And so you've got the best of times, the worst of times in Oklahoma. It's one of the most constitutional states. It's got some of the best people, pro-Second Amendment. But you've also got a lot of really bad people in your legislature. And, I mean, I've seen articles where different cities, Tulsa was last year, and I don't know if it passed, was trying to make you get a license to have a garden in your backyard or front yard because you might grow marijuana. See, you're guilty until proven innocent. So you've got to pay for an inspection because you're a criminal. You've got to be searched violating the Fourth Amendment. But Oklahoma passes bill outlawing militia recruitment. Kurt Nemo's got an article about that. It's also in the Daily Oklahoman. He has links to TV news reports in the article. Oklahoma passes bill outlawing militia recruitment, but I've read the legislation. It basically bans militias. Well, militias are all able-bodied men are to be armed and ready to defend their country, just like Switzerland. We have the Swiss model. It says last week the Oklahoma House representatives passed a bill that equates recruiting militia members to recruiting gang members, and it says recruiting membership in an unauthorized militia or Ku Klux Klan would be a crime if legislation approved Thursday by the House representatives becomes law. This is making unauthorized militias illegal, Representative Mike Shelton, the amendment's author. News OK reported today. Shelton wants to send people to prison who do not ask the state for permission to form a militia. If the bill becomes law, it will likely be challenged as unconstitutional. However, the bill and its passage in the Oklahoma House reveals that its support on the part of lawmakers to deny citizens their right under the First Amendment, specifically the right to peaceably assemble. Shelton exploited the government's attack on the federal building 15 years ago in order to rationalize the law. In Oklahoma, we have seen the damage done by militia fanatics. And, that was a government op. He said Ku Klux Klan has a long history of violence and domestic terrorism. So, see, he mixes Ku Klux Klan in with the militia. It sounds like Mr. Shelton has read too much Southern Poverty Law Center literature. The Ku Klux Klan is not only almost entirely dormant, with the exception of a few FBI-run stragglers, we have links to mainstream articles about that, kept around just in case the race card needs to be played, but the throwback organization has nothing to do with state militia movements. Even the ADL admits that McVeigh was not associated with any militia group. They have a link to the ADL admitting that. This is a big deal. This is saying we're going to ban certain groups from assembly. We're going to ban certain groups' right to go out and speak. And this is actually what Nazi Germany did or what Soviet Russia did. And so there'll be two approved parties, the Republican and Democratic Party, and they're going to the FCC is calling for government-run media. They're calling for restrictions on free speech. What is going on in Oklahoma? I mean, they passed a law last year that you can't have burglar bars anywhere on your house. That's called fortification because the government's criminal and it wants to work with its little buddy criminals to break in your house easier. And they don't want you to be able to have a garden. And they're saying you can't form a militia. You can't go get together with 10 of your buddies and say if society collapses, we're going to stick up for each other. Again, we have an out of control criminal government. And I don't know what to say else about Oklahoma, but folks have got a problem up there and you need to clean out the corrupt politicians up there. Go ahead.
It's baffling to me, Alex, that they could even consider a law like that that blatantly violates the First and Second Amendment, right, in one bill. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. It's ridiculous. What I wanted to ask you about next is the climate change bill. All over the mainstream media for the last few days, they've been talking about the climate change bill authored by Senators Kerry, formerly Graham, and now Lieberman. And they're talking about this like it's their bill. And I called Senator Reid's office because he's the one who said this was ready to go the other day. And what they referred me to is a House bill that's already passed.
And again, legislation cannot originate in the Senate. This is a new bill. They admit it's a new bill, and it's illegal. But they passed the health care bill illegally. See, that's what I'm saying. They are tyrants. They are decimating our laws in front of our face.
Yep. But, yeah, it's pretty bad here in Oklahoma, too. But, just calling around to senators and, congressmen all over the place here, you can't get a straight answer out of anyone. But we've actually got a couple of candidates running here in Oklahoma that actually stand to do some good. We've got a congressman running for the district here in central Oklahoma. named R.J. Harris, and he's a Ron Paul supporter.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
The Ron Paul campaign. Yeah, he's a great guy.
We're out of time, Matt. We're going to talk to Adam, Chris, Larry, and others. Big news splits coming up, and I'll cover the CFR global government announcement, and I'll also cover the state of the power grab bill. It's meant to shut everything off.
Jim Newcomer with Midas Resources, talking today about change. Not the change we were promised by President Obama, but the reality that we must face in these changing economic times. With our national debt currently exceeding $12.5 trillion and our unfunded liabilities totaling over $107 trillion, the value of the U.S. dollar continues its slide into oblivion. There's still time to ensure your financial security with precious metals, but you need to act today. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we can explore how Midas Resources can help you secure your financial future. With our government continuing to find new ways to spend our money at the expense of our children and grandchildren, there's still time to acquire a true hedge against inflation with precious metals. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we'll discuss how you can take physical possession or convert your IRA into precious metals before it's too late. 800-686-2237, extension 104, and make the commitment today to retain the security you worked a lifetime to establish.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials. You get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society, surveillance, beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
We're going live at PrisonPlanet.tv, simulcasting and living video color for PrisonPlanet.tv members in the next segment for the balance of the transmission. A heads up, we've got the GATA whistleblower inside J.P. Morgan artificially suppressing the metals market joining us next Tuesday. Tomorrow, James Traficant, former congressman, joins us to talk about a host of issues, including Oklahoma City. And we've got Greg Palast coming up on Monday. Been a long time since we had the BBC, ABC News reporter. Always has important breaking news for us, and that's some breaking news coming up on Monday that's important for everybody to be made aware of. Let's continue with phone calls. Adam in Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead, Adam.
Good afternoon, Mr. Jones. It's an honor to talk with you. How are you doing today?
The honor is all mine. Go ahead.
I was wondering what your opinion is on these free speech zones at in Toronto at the upcoming G20.
Well, I mean, they had free speech zones started under Clinton in 98, and the Republicans decried it, and then Bush expanded them, and Obama is using them. He used free speech zones to try to have riot police attack a peaceful Tea Party yesterday, but the police refused to follow orders. Well, the first two times they followed the order, and the video is up on Infowars.com. Kurt Nimmo wrote an article about it. They kept pushing them further and further back. And the third time, they just marched off. They just didn't follow the order. So to violate the First Amendment, that's some good news. But, yes, I am familiar with what's coming up with the G20. And whenever the globalists come into your town or your country, they let everybody know they're the real government. And at least you're going to have free speech zones there. Those are bad enough, you know, where you're 2 miles away and nobody can see you or hear you and they ignore you so the people can't be heard. There were no free speech zones at the last G20. They claimed there would be some, but they just basically said no assembly. And then they couldn't find anybody resisting them, so they marched down to the university miles away to a park two nights in a row. And even chase people into their dorm rooms. So college students weren't even allowed to go out and sit underneath the stars. And we cover that in Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. And so this is the same system globally where they militarize the police. They have them shoot at people with rubber bullets. They call out the army on the streets. They snatch and grab citizens off the streets to set the precedent to scare people as a chilling effect from being politically involved.
Why do they keep meeting so frequently, and what do you advise your Canadian listeners to do about this?
Okay, I'm going to answer that question when we come back in the next segment, because I'm doing a whole piece on this, and this is it. They're negotiating the final formation of an open world government, and we're going to let you hear that directly from top globalist, the head of the European Central Bank, coming up in the next segment. Trichette calls for corrupt BIS to boss global government in CFR speech. Let's go ahead now, though, and go back to the calls. Let's talk to Chris in Rhode Island. You're on the air, Chris.
How we doing, Alex?
Okay, brother.
Just a quick question for you, actually. I was wondering if you saw either of these articles. There was one from Mother Jones at the beginning of this month, right before the WikiLeaks incident, called Oath Keepers in the Age of Treason. Trying to equate the Oath Keepers of basically committing treason.
No, I didn't see it. The guys print that for me, Oath Keepers in the Age of Treason. By the way, did we find that Fox News piece that they talked about where they're admitting the government's growing the opium? I'm going to play that later then, or a clip of it. No, but I have seen the media claim that they're treasonous, saying they'll follow the Bill of Rights and Constitution and will follow their oath. I mean, that's kind of like... in Road to Tyranny, I have squad car video at a checkpoint. They arrest a woman for no reason because they find a pocket constitution, and the cops have a discussion about whether it's legal or not to have a pocket constitution, and they're scared and breathing heavily. I mean, you can't make this up. You got to go watch the film. It's on YouTube, folks. They swore an oath to that constitution. They swore an oath to that Bill of Rights, that Declaration of Independence. No, police, it's not illegal. But what's your take on that article?
Well, basically, it's you know, the normal Mother Jones hit piece, and they're trying to say that they're just there to resist the Obama administration. They completely leave out that the fact, you know, that guns were seized in New Orleans under Bush, and they're just basically
or that Oath Keepers is founded by a top Ron Paul staffer who was critical of Bush, and that they made it clear that they just want to follow their oath. It's wholesome, it's good, it's clean, it's American, and that's why they hate it.
And then the other article I wanted to bring to your attention, it's kind of a joke article, but it's by Andy Borowitz, and it's equating Goldman Sachs to the Somali pirates. The headline on that one is Somali pirates save their subsidiary of Goldman Sachs.
All right, well, thank you. I did find the Mother Jones article. The guys brought it in. Oath Keepers and the Age of Treason. Meet the fast-growing Patriot Group that's recruiting soldiers to resist the Obama administration. That is not what they're doing. And Mother Jones is lying, and they know it. They work for the big banks, and they make me sick. I'm so sick of these neo-libs and their tyranny. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. We're now an hour and 33 minutes into this Thursday broadcast. We're simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv live for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Okay, the last caller said, why do we see the G20 now meeting every few months? In fact, pull up on screen for people. Just type into the search engine the term banking heads meet in secret in Australia. Remember that 2 months ago? 27 banking heads of the G20 and 7 private megabanks all met in secret. Well, I mean, going back to 1954, Bilderberg has released part of the minutes of their first meeting. And they said, through stealth, through economic trade deals, we're going to create the Asian Union, the North American Union, and the European Union. And we are then going to merge those three. They've already set up the North American Union by stealth. The EU and the Asian Union are all operating. And we have this in my film Endgame, Bush actually giving a speech with Merkel and Barroso of the EU, saying we are now merging the North American Union with the European Union through this Atlantic Agreement. So They publicly admit they're doing this, but then separately have armies of pundits out there saying if you talk about global government run by banks, you're crazy, it doesn't exist, and you're probably a terrorist. And when I had Nightline here earlier in the week, I was trying to show them clips of Herman Von Rumpy. I was trying to show them clips of Gordon Brown, of Ban Ki-moon, saying global government's here, world governance is here, and it's going to be run by private banks. And they're going to raise VAT taxes on us. They're going to have carbon taxes on us. It's like when I had Rothschild, the heir to the Rothschild fortune, on, one of the head environmentalists out there land-grabbing. And he said there is no such thing as a carbon tax. Even though at the time he'd been on other TV shows promoting a carbon tax and calling for global government, for my audience, the disdain was it doesn't exist. So we have an argument about whether it exists or not instead of about who's setting up the world government, is it tyrannical, do we want it, do we have a say in it. And so the G20 is meeting now every month or so with the army called out in England, the army called out in the U.S., the army being called out in Canada, the army being called out in Europe on the continent. No protesting's allowed. People are arrested. There's surveillance everywhere. Because these are the true controllers, the finance ministers of the 20 industrialized nations, who all are former Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Bank of England executives. They're private bank holders. They themselves, in the banking bailouts, which are really just banking robberies, openly get hundreds of millions, in some cases billions of dollars apiece, of the bailout money. And then they won't even tell Congress or the Parliament where all the money went. So, I mean, think about how outrageous this is. So I hate to even get into this subject without playing clip after clip after clip, but you can just search engine Herman Von Rumpy, head of the EU, global governance, and you'll get clip after clip after clip and the documents. Video, audio, government documents, Copenhagen Treaty, you name it. You can type in Herman, not just Herman Von Rumpy, but Ban Ki-moon, Gordon Brown, Barack Obama, Barroso, Merkel, Sarkozy. I mean, there are hundreds of these in the last year where they're just coming out in the open. And so they're having more and more meetings because they're at the end. They're now hammering out the VAT taxes, the financial VAT taxes, the Tobin taxes, the global regulatory system that is a global governance model where the countries get lobbied and financed and paid off to sign their sovereignty away to an open world government run and governed by private banks. And they stalled the public with Rush Limbaugh and ABC News and the rest of them for all these years saying none of this exists. And now they're saying, okay, it exists, but it's not kosher to talk about it or to oppose it. And so just the latest video, I mean, there are new videos constantly from Davos, and the list just goes on and on. Did you guys find the secret banking article out of Australia? Well, let's put it back up for people again, because I want to read that headline. Again, these are secret bankers who meet in secret to really set the policy. They'll meet in secret at Bilderberg. They'll meet in secret at Trilateral Commission meetings. You know, we've stolen their internal documents before. Jim Tucker and others have. We know. That's how years before they go public with something, we already know what they're planning. There it is, secret summit of top bankers. So they have secret summits and actually agree on what they're going to do. Then they have public PR stunts where they come out and say, we've got to have banking reform. We've got to stop the big private brokerage firms and investment banks from selling derivatives and destroying the global financial order. Meanwhile, the entire leadership of the G20 are running this and are involved in it and making money and getting power out of it. So it's like having mobsters sit over a trial of themselves, and then they lie to the public and say this is going to fix the problem when it only gives them more control. So they create every crisis. That's in the Goldman Sachs emails. They create the crisis, and then they offer the solution. The Goldman Sachs CEO is on television saying, we need to pass this financial regulatory bill. And what does it do? It erects global taxes to be paid to the bankers as a, quote, bailout. Oh, that will certainly show them. That will certainly get them, won't it? So I'm going to play this video here in a moment, but here's just the latest. Trichet calls for corrupt BIS boss. Trichet calls for corrupt Bank of International Settlements to boss global government in CFR speech. ECB president tells insiders the secretive group of international bankers responsible to no nation state will become primary engine of world government. In a speech before the Elitist Council on Foreign Relations Organization in New York earlier this week, President of the European Central Bank, Jean-Claude Trichet, called for the imposition of global governance to be bossed by the G20 and the corrupt Bank of International Settlements in the name of safeguarding the global economy. In an address entitled Global Governance Today, Trichet proclaims how the elite need to impose a set of rules, institutions, that's laws, and informal groupings, that means they can secretly do whatever they want, and cooperating mechanisms that we call global governance. This is a quote. During the course of the speech, Trichet used the term global governance well over a dozen times, outlining how global governance is of the essence to avoid another financial crisis. There's the financial terrorism. If you don't give us total power, we will destroy everything. And so, oh, they need $150 billion now for Greece that Goldman Sachs on record engineered. And now a Goldman Sachs former executive is running the financial operation there with the government. Oh, now Portugal's going down. We need hundreds of billions. Oh, now all these other, oh, taxpayers have got to give us money when it's derivatives sold by the big brokerage firms to the governments in collusion to make money on the way up, bankrupt the countries on the way down, and get total banking dictatorship out of it. Again, they're all a bunch of Bernie Madoff types who need to be arrested. It's on record that the head of Goldman Sachs ordered his people to sell derivatives that they knew were, quote, SH-TY. Okay, it's on record, but no, we'll give them more power. That will show them. Section one of Trichet's speech is entitled, Why We Need Global Governance. And from then on, he constantly invokes the economic downturn as a justification for empowering secretive, undemocratic, and corrupt global institutions with the power to rule the world. That's the other point. You know, if I got another email from a yuppie saying, basically, well, it's time, like Star Trek, for us to have a global government and no more war and peace, and this is what humanity wants. Number one, in every poll, humanity doesn't want to lose sovereignty of their countries. Number two, this is a global government run by private corporations that in their own documents they admit are authoritarian. Remember last year, and now for world government, Financial Times of London headline by their foreign editor, where he said, yeah, we've been secretive. Yes, it's authoritarian, but it's for your own good. 2 weeks ago, the head of the Gaia movement, the top environmentalist in England, said, we need to have an undemocratic world government to enforce one-child policies and total control because the public's too stupid to do it. This is an authoritarian global corporate dictatorship that is being set up. And he also talks about in the speech, you can read the transcript and watch the whole video. We have it linked up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com in this article, where he says, we've been building this for a long time. We've got to go ahead with it now. Okay? So the world government is here. These guys give constant speeches. They run our government illegally. They're openly robbing everybody blind, and you can't get ABC News Nightline when they're here in your office, in our office. You can't even get them to stop laughing about it. Laughing about Goldman Sachs. Laughing about what's happening right now. Laughing about the country falling apart. It is a joke. It doesn't exist. The video you're about to see doesn't exist, according to these people. Here is a snippet of it.
This transformation, which again has been prepared, it is something which didn't come as a sharp and, I would say, an expected event, because the G20 existed already. But this shift from the G7 to the G20, we owe it, it seems to me, obviously, because it was overdue, that these economies that were obviously systemic at the global level would have a full ownership of this global governance at the level of this informal grouping that I mentioned. But and that's, of course, something which appears absolutely obvious. I trust also that there is a second reason. Perhaps the industrialized country proved that they were quite clumsy themselves in running their own economy, which are and remain, of course, at the core of global finance and of the global economy. And that is something that we have to take fully into account. It is of utmost importance that the new Basel rules that we are preparing, and we are in an intense phase of discussion after having had the input of the industry. The industry was in dialogue with the Basel Committee. We have this industry response, and now we have to engage in calibration.
Okay, that's enough. It goes on and on, more than a dozen times calling for global government, global governance. Now, when you get SPP documents, or you get North American Union documents, or you get internal EU documents, or Copenhagen documents, like the treaty, they wouldn't give the treaty to the public. It had to be leaked, and it was confirmed by the London Guardian, and the UN admitted, no, this is the treaty, and it was just hundreds of taxes, total control, paid to private banks. And so when you get these documents, it's the top corporations and banks at meetings. They all agree on what they're going to do, and then the presidents and prime ministers sit there like errand boys and errand girls writing down their orders. And you just heard him talking about that. Private corporations are the ones that run this. And so you've got private central banks and mega corporations like IBM and Microsoft and Walmart at all of these events. And so you have government, mega industry, and mega media all teamed up together against the public. They're organized, they're focused, and they control the world through your taxes and regulations. And here he is, out in the open, calling for global government. And you can go read the full transcript or watch the entire video in Paul Watson's excellent article, Trichet Calls for Corrupt BIS to Boss Global Government in the CFR Speech. I mean, it nexuses in with the IMF and World Bank and the Federal Reserve and Bank of England, all just front holding companies for private banks. That's on record. But it's totally secret. All we have is the documents that have been leaked and their speeches. And what they're talking about openly is completely illegal. So that's what's happening. We have some major breaking news here today. This is from Kurt Nimmo. Is U.S. Army training to take on the Tea Party? And he has video of this. We talked about how they tried to sic riot police on peaceful Tea Party people in Illinois yesterday with Obama. And now we discover the Army was there. Well, of course, the Army was there, regular Army and National Guard at G20 in Pittsburgh last year. Of course, they're there. I mean, we got the document, over a year ago, that the Ron Paul events, the Tea Party events, and, of course, they have sound cannons at the events for the public in San Diego. And we learned that I'm being surveilled, Ron Paul's being surveilled, that the In the Fed events had regular Army intelligence there. And in the particular document we've covered ad nauseum here, it said, don't let them know you're Army or they may attack you. So they're telling them we're dangerous terrorists. You know, we're evil Americans that don't like offshore banks robbing us. Is the U.S. Army trying to take on the Tea Party? On April 17th, the Courier-Journal in Louisville, Kentucky, reported on an Army exercise dubbed MANGUDAI, named after the Special Forces of Genghis Khan's Mongol army, who could fight for days without food or sleep. The Kentucky newspaper portrayed the exercise as an effort to train soldiers to battle the Taliban in Afghanistan, designed to test the limits of officers' physical, mental, and emotional endurance. They had one of these drills in Austin a week and a half ago, by the way, at Camp Mabry. The emerging Army exercise offered a revealing window onto modern combat training in the era of Iraq and Afghanistan, Chris Kenning wrote for the newspaper. Over 3 days last week, participants had to crawl on their bellies under real machine gun fire, shimmy commando style over a single rope high in the air, and march for more than 22 miles through the forest. But according to information received by the Patriot blog post, there's another aspect of the military exercise not reported by local media. This week, I was contacted by a number of military personnel enlisted in officers' ranks who expressed concern about military exercises underway at Fort Knox, the U.S. Bullion Depository. As with most such exercises, the Fort Knox alert occurred in stages as if real-time intelligence was being provided to various intervals, writes Mark Alexander. Alexander cites an intel advisory issued on Friday, April 23, 2010, that identifies terrorist threat adversaries as local militia groups. That's confirmed. Anti-government protesters, Tea Party. And then we have a link to that. In short, the military was training in Kentucky to take on mythical militias. And that's also going on in Illinois. No word if they were the FBI creative variety and remarkably the nonviolent Tea Party movement. See, NORTHCOM and Homeland Security is meant to engage red-blooded Americans. And we even have the military now talking about the scenario. It continues. Anti-government healthcare protesters have stated that they would join the Tea Party as a sign of solidarity during a protest at Fort Knox. The Tea Party groups are armed, have combative training, and some are former military snipers. Some may have explosive training experience, according to the Intel report. So this is what the military is being taught. That the and I told you over a year and a half ago they were training every police department for IED attacks, improvised explosive device attacks, by militias. And they're going to stage attacks, say the American people are doing it, and they're going to try to roll the military out nationwide to confiscate the guns, just like New Orleans. They are preparing for this. We've got to get the word out now. And they'll blow up a few federal buildings, they'll kill some troops, and blame it on us. The Intel report updated Monday, the 26th of April, 2010, noted that the rally at the militia compound occurred and viable threats have been made. Many members were extremely agitated at what they referred to as government intervention over taxation in their lives. We'll be right back with more of this. This is just more devastating information. I want Watson to do a boil down.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way. And you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
This is so amazing. During the three-minute break, I'm reading over the actual intel documents from the U.S. Army, directly from the U.S. Army, posted on mainstream newspaper post. This is mainstream news. Exercise, exercise, exercise. Taking on military, U.S. former military that's planning to kill U.S. troops. See, and this has been going on forever, but now it's intensifying, and they've got riot training, you name it. First, they train the troops to take on Muslims, and they also have some of that in the drills, guys wearing headdresses. But then they just shift over, and they talk about the militias are drunk and that alcohol use fanned the flames. Many military-grade firearms were openly carried at the militia compound, former U.S. military involved. So the U.S. military, this is the headline Watson needs to put up or Kurt needs to put up. This is confirmed. I mean, you know, Kurt is a professional journalist. He's worked for major newspapers, and I love Kurt to death, but it shouldn't be, is the U.S. Army training to take on the Tea Party? It says they're training to take on the Tea Party and the militias in the documents right here. I don't even know. I want to have Dr. Bob Bowman on about other issues, but I pretty much, I'm going to get him to talk about this because, I mean, this is a subject we've got to talk about now. Folks, it's just, it's happening so fast. It's happening so furious. For PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, we'll pull the article up on screen for people where we have these documents saved. And you can go read these for yourself, dated April 23rd and April 26th. So this, some of this was just going on 3-4 days ago. And this is just disgusting. And I'm reading this, that militias are going to attack the Fort Knox gold depository. Give me a stinking break. I mean, is there no end to this? That's why you've got to get Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, on DVD. And make copies and get it out to everyone you know, because we show how they're staging the terror, how they're brainwashing the military. We have military commanders on admitting they were doing gun confiscation drills in Iowa, practicing going door to door to take the guns. I mean, they're training to take our guns. They're saying we're terrorists. They're training the Boy Scouts. And the New York Times reports to, quote, take on disgruntled veterans. We have the MIAC and Homeland Security reports where they admitted over a year ago that the main target of Homeland Security is the American people. And then last week, the head of the FBI said, yes, we're shifting from Muslims to the American people. And the Muslim threat is fake to a certain extent. This is completely fake. And they're staging these events and building it up to use the military against us, and large portions of the military are already illegal aliens they've hired. Obama rallied with a bunch of illegal alien troops that they were legalizing last week. I mean, we are in so much trouble. I just can't even believe how sickening all of this is getting. The demonstration did not happen due to federal and local law enforcement influence, so they're saying they went in and stopped the demonstration. Possible raid on local white supremacist organization may have been made in the last 48 hours. And see, they talk about white supremacists, and they say Tea Party organizers stated that they will protest at the Gold Vault at a future date. And then it talks about tracking the Tea Parties, tracking the militias, how they've got infiltrator groups in there, how the Army's working with federal and local law enforcement organizations as these groups are armed and have combative training. And some are former military snipers. Some have made explosives training, experience. And it goes on to talk about their exercise to take on the Tea Parties and take on the militias, and they mix in white supremacists with it. And then meanwhile, Oklahoma passes bill outlawing militias, saying you can't have a militia, we're going to just arrest you for that, and this has got years in prison under it. I mean, they are moving against the American people. There is no doubt. It just gets worse and worse and worse by the minute. This is a red alert. Good job, Nemo, getting this up. But, I mean, we need to get Watson on this right now with headline, military training to take on Tea Parties, militias, and others, listing former military as terrorists. Okay, that is what this does.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.